Hello and welcome to the final edition of Steelers Today. He's Dale Lawley. I'm Dan Kovacevic. We're from DK Pittsburgh Sports, and we're here at our second headquarters, Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, where the Chiefs won 42-21.
Correct. Yes.
You know, there can't be anybody who professes to be surprised by this outcome, given who they were facing. And no one's really going to want to hear that, are they?
No.
I mean, these plays, you were describing them during the game, and you're right. They were some of these plays that Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce were making were undefendable.
They really are. And that's, you know, when you limit a team like that, you hold them scoreless on their first five possessions.
Which was impressive.
And you turn one of those possessions into a touchdown of your own.
You should win the game.
You should be winning the game by more than 7-0. And then when it was still only 7-0, the floodgates opened up. And eventually they're going to figure things out. And you can't give a team like that 9 possessions in the first half of a game.
And that's what ended up happening. And that, of course, was the result of the Steelers' offense not going anywhere. Yeah. And when you're, you know, you and I have talked about Matt Canada, the lack of imagination, all the first down handoffs that the entire universe sees coming, you know, and it's first and one or not first and one, second and 9 or second and 10 or second and 11. Well, nobody's smart after that.
Yeah, you know, the offense, it just wasn't good all season long, and this was you know, really the coup de grace of it all. That, you know, it just I think 44 yards of offense in the first half. You know, as the Chiefs are putting up 21 points in the final 5 minutes of their almost 6 minutes of the first half. It was an onslaught.
No,
I mean it was a 35-point onslaught. This team's not can't handle that.
No, and that's because it originates with their offense. And you know, there have been some common targets throughout this. I mentioned Canada. The offensive line has been that. But let's talk about these wide receivers, Dale.
They didn't make any plays.
They didn't get any separation. This was Mike Tomlin's rather. Abrasive answer when I brought that up afterward.
Like, do you feel there were plays there that your wide receivers could have made, especially early on?
You think? Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like he's all that happy, does it?
Was not happy with the group, and you know, you mentioned separation. It's probably hard to get a lot of separation when every pass is 6 yards.
That's fair, but what about downfield?
They took so. I mean, the downfield shots were more or less prayers.
They were floaters.
They were just throwing it up and trying to, okay, let's see if we can make something happen here. You know, I'm not here to you know, talk badly about Ben Roethlisberger, but you know it is what it is. I think the offense.
The time is the time.
Yeah,
that's one of the thoughts that I had. And we'll get into Ben a lot more in the second segment here, but. There was everything went wrong offensively. I mean, everything. James Washington played well. There, you want one? James Washington showed well. But then James Washington played poorly enough in the regular season that he put himself in a spot where he couldn't be counted on in the preparation for this game. Yeah. So there really are no exceptions, are there?
There really aren't. Hey, Juju played okay coming back tonight.
Oh, you talk about somebody you're not going to knock on. Wow, Juju just to show up and play in this game in a contract year and everything else here was really something. But I don't see solutions. I don't see internal solutions when I look at this offense.
I think...
Other than running back.
I think...
Well, tight end. Okay.
I think a change in direction is needed. I don't see how they can bring Matt Canada back after this season. I just can't. I would not. I think, you know, the whole thing is you could say it was the quarterback, you could say it was the offensive line, but it all starts with the scheme, and there was no scheme. What was their offense this year? What was it?
That was asked in Mike Tomlin's press conference, and his response was that basically schemes don't matter.
He's talking about it again in this game against that team.
The coach's focus, you have to understand so much. When you hear stuff like that from coaches and you want to bite their heads off, and maybe rightly so, they focus all week on execution. everything is about execution. And
they
execution.
Didn't. They didn't execute. I mean, they
did not execute. When you're talking about the quality of play from the wide receivers, I didn't like Najee's running. I know that's never a popular thing to say, but we also saw when he ran for a million yards against Cleveland that he was hitting holes. He was going more straightforward. Now, there weren't a ton of holes here, but the ones that were there, he was still going a little bit too much side to side. It's just wholesale change. Wholesale change, Dale.
I really think it should be some. There should be some wholesale changes, and I think it starts with the offensive coordinator.
Does the last?
And I'm not a guy, as you know.
No. You're not that guy.
Says, let's fire the coach. I've seen nothing that tells me that Matt Canada can handle being an offensive coordinator in the NFL.
Yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, and real quick before we go to break, Dale, on the defensive side, we saw the stars be stars. And we also saw the rest be
well. The rest. That means they made some plays early in the game. You know, their Trey Norwood with a stop, a pass deflection on Travis Kelce on the first third mm-hmm. down, and there were some individual plays that were made. But again, you're not going to do that consistently against that team.
That's fair. I like their tackling overall. I thought the defensive tackling was
the defense
really
played
good.
Its ass off.
Yeah.
And the offense just didn't help them out at all.
Yeah.
At all.
That's fair. When we come back, Ben Roethlisberger. Welcome back, Dale. This was it. For Ben Roethlisberger. There's no further drama to be had here. He was speaking of his career in the past tense. He spoke of moving on, spending time with family and so forth. Juju Smith-Schuster,
you want to build a snowman? Because that's what Ben's going to do tomorrow.
Yeah, right? Juju Smith-Schuster, of course, had to be the one to raise some fuss by saying that he's going to try to talk him out of it. And I'm sure that's going to make for some good sports talk over the next few weeks. It ain't going to happen. On top of everything else, again, this isn't the time to be I don't feel like it's a time to be disrespectful or whatever else, but
it's time.
It's time.
You know, everything, all good things come to an end. And
this did.
That being said, they don't win nine and a half games, whatever it is, without Ben Roethlisberger willing them to some of those victories.
They don't get here. I don't care what other factors and variables went into that goofy weekend last week. The Steelers still had to win the games that they won and tie the games that they tied in order to make it here. And that happened because of number seven.
Yeah.
Principally.
It really did. I mean, you're talking about the guy who led the league this year in fourth quarter comebacks at age 39. Six of them. Six of the eight comebacks. Yeah. because the offense did so little. Not part of the reason. He was part
and
of the
reason. And the defense got gashed on the run. Let's be okay.
But the run
not
stuff.
Not tonight.
The run stuff, if you look at the numbers on it, I mean, they were, I think, 7-4-1 down the stretch, allowing 165 yards rushing per game. Again, in today's NFL, I don't know that matters as much.
Well, he nonetheless was responsible, largely
fact,
responsible.
If they had allowed more rushing yards to the Chiefs tonight, they'd have been better off. Hey, Kansas City, go ahead and run the ball 45 times in this game. The fewer times that Patrick Mahomes was throwing the ball, the better.
Can we look at this final chapter of Ben's career and call it a success? Maybe not tonight.
As I wrote earlier in the week on the website, whether the Steelers say it or not, and they won't, this was a rebuilding year. You don't completely blow up your entire offensive line and have so many starters on offense who are rookies and this not be a rebuilding year. So they made the playoffs in a rebuilding year. Cleveland, when the season started, was talking about how they were going to be the team that played this team twice this year.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting at home right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're off golfing, doing whatever, planning their off seasons. So you got another playoff game out of this team. To me, they were not a Super Bowl contender when the season started. That just wasn't realistic. To get this team to the playoffs, I think says something. And again, you're gaining that playoff experience with a very young football team.
Yeah,
now, how many of those guys are back next year? We'll see.
I'll get a little sappier here. I feel like Ben Roethlisberger's succession. What did I just say? Succession? That doesn't even make any sense. I was talking about success in a season. I feel like Ben Roethlisberger's season was a success from the simple standpoint of what happened that night at Heinz Field. I don't believe that you need to extrapolate it further than that. You and I have both talked about, we both reported that Ben wanted to come back in large part so that he could have that. Okay, yeah. He didn't like the idea of going off the field with Maurkice Pouncey after sitting on that
playing
bench.
Playing in a stadium like this.
And he wanted to have this. He wanted to have the 68,000 that are here, or, you know, the 68,000 more important that were back home.
And he deserved it.
And after 18 years, after the longest career in National Football League history with one team at the most important position, that was a fitting send-off. He and his family and everyone associated with him can have that forever. No one's going to remember this because this was the expected result, not just of tonight's game, but of the season. And the fact that he was able to get the team to this stage and still, you know, they competed. They won in Baltimore. They got the result. You know, here,
yeah,
whatever. But I'm telling you, when people are going to look back, they're not going to go, oh, yeah, but there was Kansas City. They're just not.
You're going to remember that night. You're going to remember the night in Cleveland. You're going to remember beating Baltimore again, sweeping the Browns, sweeping the Ravens to get into the playoffs. Again, I look at this as a year of – it was a rebuilding year, and they made the playoffs. You know, for most teams, a rebuilding year is 5-11, 5-12, 2-16, whatever, however many games they want to play now. Dayon, this was my 37th playoff game that I've covered. 37. And people still complain about this franchise. I haven't been doing this 37 years, folks.
A lot of that is something that Ben Roethlisberger hopes will continue.
And a lot of them were Ben Roethlisberger quarterback.
And I want to share with you here. What Ben had to say on the subject, and watch, he gets emotional there when he mentions the late Mr. Rooney.
I don't know. I mean, I've been here a long time, and it's been a lot of fun. Like I said, God has blessed me. You know, we joke a lot, you know, about the Browns and going there, but it was meant to be that I was going to wear black and gold. Draft day, I had a black suit on with a gold tie. I mean, I'm just so thankful. I hope that I'm able to pass the legacy of what it is to be a Steeler from Dan Rooney, you know. And so we all miss him. Anyone that knew him misses him. And so it's just hopefully I could pass some of that on to some of the guys and it can continue the tradition of what it means to be a Steeler and get passed down.
All right, Dale, we're not going to top that.
No. Although I thought Cam Hayward might.
He was so close.
He
got so emotional talking about Tyson Alulu and then Stephon Tuitt and everything. And I thought he was going to – he held it. You see, the only time he just stood there at the podium and just waited for what felt like 20 or 30 seconds before saying a word. And he still almost – lost it.
It's an emotional game. I mean, these guys put a lot into this.
And there are pieces here, by the way, before everybody starts getting ready to push the plunger and everything. You, the football fans of Pittsburgh, have the world's best defensive player. And he showed these people that tonight as well. Okay? That's a superstar making that play. Oh, by the way, it was another superstar knocking the ball out. Okay? There are pieces in place with this football team. It's going to take some really smart decisions, and it's going to take a lot of money. But guess what they've got, Dale?
They've got money.
They've got money. It's going to be a fun offseason. We hope you stick with us at DK Pittsburgh Sports. And all right, let's go right.
Let's go right.